Pepper Young's family. Pepper Young's family is the true-to-life story of your friends, the Youngs. We'll be with them in just a moment after this message. In spite of her father's warning, Peggy has decided to accept Mrs. Trent's invitation and visit Carter and his family in Chicago. Last night, Mr. Young pointed out to Peggy that the Trent's sudden change of attitude seemed a little strange in view of the fact that before Carter returned to Chicago, his parents did everything in their power to break his engagement. Peggy, however, is sure everything will be all right. And consequently, the Young household is in a turmoil of preparation. Her mother calls up to her.
Oh, Peggy, what shoes are you going to wear, dear?
I only have two pairs, Mama, my sport shoes and my good shoes. I'd better wear the ones with the high heels on the train, don't you think so? The black ones?
Yes, I suppose so. And what about the sport shoes? Don't they need cleaning?
Oh, yes, they're terrible. I was playing tennis in them the other day, and they're filthy.
Well, you get them, and I'll clean them for you, dear.
Oh, thank you, Mama. I was just going to press this dress.
Well, as soon as I finish the suit, I'll press the dress. What about your hat?
Oh, yes, I don't have a decent hat. Mama, do you think it would be all right if I went and bought a hat? If I went downtown, they're all having sales now, and I might be able to get something awfully cheap.
Well, it'd have to be something very, very cheap, Peggy. You know that, don't you, dear?
Yes, Mama, I know. I'd adore to get a hat with a veil, a blue veil, and a blue hat. I'd look awfully well in blue. I mean, I'd look better in blue, and... Oh, Mama, I'm so excited. Do you think I ought to go, or do you think Daddy's right?
I don't know, darling. I haven't had time to think. I've been too busy.
I'll tell you what I'll do.
What?
I think I'll run downtown to Miss May's and see what I can get while you're pressing these things.
All right.
Thanks. Where are you?
I'm here, Pepper. Oh, I'm so glad you're here, too. I want to go downtown to Miss May's and get a hat. Mama says I can get one if I don't spend too much, and if I can get one for a couple of dollars or something.
Oh, yeah? Well, here's something for you.
What do you mean, Pepper?
Remember I wanted to get you a neat pocketbook? Remember all that mess about the newspaper and everything else? The fact that I got $10 and had to give it back and all the rest of it?
Oh, yes, I remember that, Pepper.
Well, I had a couple of bucks saved up, so I sort of went haywire and bought you a bag anyhow. They're awful cheap this time of year.
Oh, Pepper, you angel. Is that it? Let me open it quick.
Sure, that's it. I just wanted to contribute something to the cause. I wanted to, give you something to go away with.
Oh, Pepper, you're a darling. Oh, look, Mama, look what Pepper gave me.
What is it?
It's a tan pocketbook. It's simply darling. Oh, it's tan linen or something. It's exactly what I needed, Pepper. Oh, it's simply swell. Thanks a million.
Oh, gee, you didn't have to do that.
I know, but I wanted to. I can't believe I'm going today. I just can't believe it. Pepper, will you drive me down to Miss May's quick so maybe I can get a blue hat?
Yes, for heaven's sake, Pepper. Get her out of here. Every 5 minutes she wants something else done.
Sure. Come on, kid. I'll take
you. All right, Pepper. Oh, and Pepper, do you think we could stop for just a minute in the drugstore? I want to get some...
Phew! Am I glad to get her out of the house for a minute.
Boy, she sure is in a state, isn't she?
Well, if she's in a state, you can imagine my state, Edie. I don't know whether I'm coming or going. I just can't believe she's off for Chicago. I just can't. You know, I don't know but what Mr. Young's right about not wanting her to go. I'm so afraid that everything will go wrong and her trip won't be a success.
Oh, they're bound to love her, Mrs. Young. You know that. Nobody can help loving Peggy. And she's so full of happiness now. She's just bubbling over with it. She's just bursting.
Oh, Edie, where's that white shoe cleaner, do you know?
Oh, it's up on the pantry shelf.
All right, well, hand it to me, will you? And I'll get to work on these shoes.
All right. And, oh, Mrs. Young, I've got something for Peggy that I wanted to take with her.
Oh, that's very nice. What is it?
A rabbit's foot.
A what?
A rabbit's foot. It's for luck. She's got to take it with her in her bag. She's got to hold on to it at the Trent's. It'll bring her all kinds of luck if she does.
Edie, I never heard of anything so absurd in all my life. A rabbit's foot. To go on a trip to Chicago.
Well, if anybody needed one, she does.
Well, maybe you're right. Do you want to leave it or will you wait?
Well, I can't wait, Mrs. Young, but I'll be back afterwards. I want to go to the train to see her off. I've got to. I wouldn't miss it for anything in the world.
All right, Edie. Just leave it here on the table, and when she comes in, I'll give it to her.
All right, Mrs. Young. I do think she ought to go, don't you? I think it's absolutely essential.
Well, I don't know whether it's essential or not, but I know she's going. I know her heart's set on it now, and there's no need to tell her what a whirl we're in.
Is there anything else I can do?
Not a thing, dear.
We'll be back with the Youngs in a moment after this message.
After I get through pressing these things, I think I'll run upstairs and pack her bag for her. I know Peggy would like to pack it herself, but she's apt to leave out everything. She's in such a state about going away. Oh, dear. And I thought all that excitement about going to Chicago was over. Thought we'd settle that once and for all. Oh, Edie, you go see who that is, please.
All right.
Now, Mrs. Teacher needs some stockings. Need a couple of pairs in case she gets a run. She'll need her evening slippers. She mustn't forget to take her evening slippers with her. And she needs a slip.
Look, Mrs. Young, flowers just came for Peggy.
Flowers?
A whole box of flowers.
Oh, I suppose Carter sent them. Isn't that sweet? Put them there on the table beside the rabbits, will we, dear?
Yes, Mrs. Young.
We'll have to be sure to pack some extra pairs of stockings. You know how hard she is on them.
Oh, she sure is.
And that little evening cape, that one she had last year. I think it'll be all right. But
maybe
you better ask her about that, Edie.
All right.
You know, she really hasn't very much in the way of evening things. Sort of pathetic in a way, but I don't believe she'll care.
Oh, Mrs. Young, that dress that you and Linda made for her is just beautiful.
Well, I hope it's all right.
Anybody home?
Linda! Hello, dear. Yes, we're all out in the kitchen, pressing and cleaning and getting ready.
Getting ready for what?
Well, haven't you heard? Peggy's going to Chicago.
She is?
Uh-huh.
You mean to visit the Trent?
Yes, Mrs. Trent telephoned herself, inviting her.
How wonderful.
Well, I hope so.
Why? What do you mean?
I don't know what I mean, Linda. Except this turnabout face seems unnatural to me, and to Mr. Young, too. We're hoping everything's going to be all right.
Where is Peggy?
Well, Pepper just took her downtown to get a hat at May's. She wants something in the way of a new hat to wear, and I thought if she got something that didn't cost too much...
What time is she going?
Well, she's going on the 10:50 train this evening. That gives her some time after dinner. That is, if she'll eat any dinner.
Oh, I hope she's going to be very happy. I hope everything's going to work out.
Oh, so do I, Linda. But you know, I'm terribly afraid.
Why? Why should you be afraid, Mrs. Young?
I don't know. Mr. Young has described their house and its elegance and their mode of life, and... You see, we're both afraid Peggy will feel like a fish out of water.
Oh, I don't believe she will. Not with Carter there. She'll be so happy, she'll feel perfectly at home.
Well, say, what's everybody doing in the kitchen?
Oh, Sam.
Hello, Linda.
Hello, Mr. Young.
We're in a state getting Peggy ready, dear.
Oh, why? Can't she get herself ready?
Well, you know perfectly well she can't. You know, there are a million things to do.
Oh, I see my flowers got here.
What flowers?
Did you send her flowers, Mr. Young?
Well, I sent her a little tiny corsage. You know how girls like corsages.
Oh, Sam. How sweet of you to think of it.
Yeah, I thought it was rather nice myself.
I think you're the nicest father in all the world, Mr. Young.
Well, Linda, I'd certainly like to have you for one of my daughters. Or at least a daughter-in-law.
Oh, I'm afraid... Well, that's just never going to happen, Mr. Young.
Oh, get out. I bet it will someday.
No, it won't. I don't interest Pepper anymore.
Why, Pepper's devoted to you, Linda. He always will be.
Yes, I know, Mrs. Young, but... Well, not in the way... Well, not enough to make me your daughter-in-law. But never mind about that anymore. Let's not bother about it. This is Peggy's day. This is Peggy's hour. Let's hope she's going to have the most wonderful trip in the world.
Mary, what are you thinking about?
About Peggy.
Same here. You know, I've been wondering all the way home how she's getting along on that train.
So am I. I'm wondering if they'll surely meet her in Chicago, Sam. You think they will, don't you?
Oh, of course I do. If there's one time when she's going to be met, it'll be now. With young Trent on pins and needles till she gets there.
Yes, I suppose so.
Oh, you haven't got a thing to worry about, Mary.
No, not a thing. Sam, if they don't meet her, she could go and look up Kurt, though, couldn't she?
Sure she could. Oh, you bet your life she could. Well, does she know where he's staying?
Well, yeah, she knows he's staying at the Somerset Hotel.
Well, then she can look him up, of course. As a matter of fact, he'd be darn glad to see her, I bet.
I bet he would, too. Sam, do you think we ought to wire him that she's going to be in Chicago?
Oh, I don't know. No, I don't think so. She won't have any time for him on this trip, Mary. As a matter of fact, the Trents will take up every minute.
Yes, I suppose they will. Sam.
Yes, ma'am.
I think we'd better wire Kurt anyway, just in case something goes wrong. Just in case he'd like to, you know, talk things over with him.
Well, all right, dear. If you think that's a good idea, we can just shoot him a wire saying she's visiting the Trents and he may hear from her and to stand by, if that's what you have in your mind.
Yes, that's what's in my mind.
Well, as a matter of fact, it's in my mind, too, Mary. You know, it's funny how both of our minds work alike.
I don't suppose it is so funny. after all these years.
No, I guess it isn't the cut.
Let's hope Peggy will have the most wonderful trip in the world. Not a visit that will end in heartbreak or a permanent separation from the boy she loves. And now a message from our sponsor. Tomorrow, Peggy boards the train for Chicago, and Sam and Mary are going to find themselves alone. Be sure to join us on Pepper Young's Family. John Scott speaking.